and send a generous gift to Save America Ministries. P.O. Box 70879, Richmond, Virginia, 23255. Right in the corner where you are, friends. Ladies, pray God's word for your husband.
You've been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Crismeyer. Viewpoint is supported by the faithful gifts of our listeners. Let me urge you to become a partner with Chuck as a voice to the church declaring vision for the nation. Join us again next time on Viewpoint as we confront the issues of America's heart and home.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of our good friend Melody Cederstrom, who supports Radio Liberty, and we love having her on here on a regular basis. Hi, Melody. How are we doing?
Just fine, Dr. Stan. Thank you.
Well, it's good to have you with us this evening. And, of course, we're going to be talking about what's happening to the economy. And basically, of course, President Obama is pointing out that suddenly more home sales, more home building here this last month, as if somehow this is going to mean that the economy is turning around. But the only reason this is happening is because the interest rates are so ridiculously low, half of what they ordinarily would be, ordinarily 6%. Now a little over 3%. And of course, what we're doing is creating another artificial housing boom, just like we did back in 2008. And I fear it will end up with the same problems that we had in 2008. Certainly, they tell us that the unemployment rate is down to 7.8, but as certainly Governor Romney points out, there are 23 million Americans out there looking for work or for better jobs. Of course, part of those are unemployed. A lot of them are just underemployed. But, of course, that doesn't take into account another 8 or 9 million who've simply given up work. Another 15 million Americans who've gone on disability, not because they need to be on disability, but because they want a regular check, a weekly paycheck. And, of course, the big problem is that basically we have about as many people employed today as we did back in 1991. I think we're on the road just to disaster. Will you pick up the story, Melody? What are your thoughts?
Well, certainly we are. And again, we have these numbers reports about the housing market. And again, everyone has to remember that we are in an election year. And of course, these numbers are just too unbelievable to begin with. Although I do realize it's interesting because I looked at a couple prices in homes around my area in State College, Pennsylvania. And I was actually shocked at some of the prices that were on these lower end homes and what they provided. So, there's probably a little bit. People are raising their prices, seeing the interest rates are low, and perhaps taking advantage of that, but certainly not to the number of 15% compared in 1 month. Have we seen that type of an increase? I just don't buy those numbers. Anything can happen in an election year, and I think everything will come back to reality after the election. And, of course, that's only, 3 weeks away, 2 weeks away, 2.5 weeks away. So it'll be interesting to see what happens after that. But I think we pretty much all know that the true numbers will begin to fold in. I think we'll see our poor economy reflect in the holiday season. And I don't believe they will continue the higher retail numbers, as, again, the numbers that they produced prior to the election. And they're doing everything they can to keep everything together prior to.
Well, I think that suddenly the economy is not healthy because, of course, we don't have normal interest rates. Because, of course, we have certainly quantitative easing 1, quantitative easing 2, quantitative easing 3, which involves the expenditure of almost 85 billion dollars a month by the Federal Reserve System. First of all, $40 billion being used to buy up certainly the overvalued mortgage bonds from the bank, simply a means of transferring money to the banking industry, which owns the central bank. The Federal Reserve is not a privately owned bank. Pardon me, not a government bank. It's a privately owned bank. It's owned by the banks. Its purpose is not to help the people. It is to help the bankers. And, of course, we're giving them $40 billion a month for bonds on homes they never should have lent on. And then, of course, the Fed is buying up another $45 billion a month of Treasury bills because, of course, nobody else will buy them. Finances this hour. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And Melody was simply saying that the reason we had prosperity suddenly going into 2008 was everybody was living on debt. Everybody was borrowing money. You borrowed money to buy your house. You borrowed money to buy your car. Suddenly you'd refinance your house so you could borrow more money, so you could spend the money. And it created a great and flourishing economy. But people can't do that now, and even with the very, very low interest rates, and although a few people are buying homes, more people than there were before, they're doing it with very, very low interest rates. But, of course, what we're doing is kindling another housing collapse in another year or so. Maybe it'll be much sooner than that. Because, of course, those of you who read the papers know that as of the first of the year, when they increased taxes and they cut government spending by mandate, We have something called the fiscal cliff. In fact, Mr. Walker, former coordinator of the currency, and he was very, very outspoken when he worked for government. That's why he was really forced to quit, because he said this whole thing's going to collapse. But just the other day, he said we do not face a fiscal cliff after the first of the year. There is no fiscal cliff. There's simply a fiscal abyss. A cliff is something that you can stare over. The abyss is something without a bottom at all. And he's talking about the financial destruction, the economic destruction of America. And with that, of course, will come the economic destruction of much of the rest of the world. This is what we are really facing. And, of course, we can give you all the economic reasons for it. But I will tell you the real reason for it, and that is because America has turned against God. And when a nation turns against God, why God turns against that nation and brings terrible judgment upon it, and it's coming, ladies and gentlemen. It's coming next year. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And next year, we're going to see marked increase in prices, inflation. We're going to see the loss of the reserve status of the American dollar, and they're beginning more and more countries then sending their dollars back to America. And with that will become, of course, rising inflation. Go ahead, Melody. And again, our number, if you have a question or comment, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California, 464-8295. Go ahead.
There is a gradual loss of confidence in our dollar. And that is the only thing that allows our dollar to be the world reserve currency, is the confidence. And that is slowly being eroded. And with that, I believe, will come some sort of an event that will allow all the world markets to collapse. They have set the countries up, whether you believe it's intentional or not, but you can look around and you can see everything all coming together. You can see all the problems that the world has. You can see, and I believe these countries have been positioning themselves. You have the wealthy, the true wealthy, positioning themselves and getting prepared for this event, this financial event. And I do believe that next year will be the start of it. I'm the first person who, there are so many October surprises and dates that are thrown at us from various folks which don't come true. So I always shy away from specific dates and months. However, if we look at everything that is looking to unfold, I believe next year is going to start to unravel. I believe we are at a point where it could happen tomorrow, next month, maybe January, but it is coming. I believe the only thing that is keeping this thing together is the election. They're doing everything possible, but we have seen this in every election. And so, folks, and I tell my listeners, when you hear these dates, you have to listen to these dates and just prepare. And you can't allow these dates to come into your make your decisions on whether you prepare today or tomorrow. You're going to wait to see what happens. Having a specific date can be very dangerous, because most of those folks who get the specific dates, they're usually wrong. One of these days they'll be right, but they've always been wrong for the past 20 years that I've been listening to them. But that doesn't take away the day of reckoning that is coming, and it doesn't take away from that day will come. And I think we're very close to that.
All right, fine. Well, Melody, if you could speak up just a little bit louder, either that or we may have to call you back trying to get a better line. It's not just quite as loud as we'd like to be. But ladies and gentlemen, if you actually look at the figures, not the government figures, because remember, people in government are paid to lie. And if you work for government and you tell the truth, they will make your life miserable and they will fire you and you'll lose your pension and you'll suddenly be blacklisted so you can never get a job again. They will make your life miserable if you tell the truth. Unfortunately, this is the reality of where we are today. But of course, these figures that they're coming up with about how unemployment is falling and more people are getting jobs, it just isn't true. There are 8 to 9 million people, and certainly more every month, who simply give up looking for work because, of course, they've been looking for a year or 2 years. They're suddenly over 55, 60 years of age, and there are no more jobs out there for them. They just are not going to get a job. They give up looking for work. And then, of course, there are almost, we've gone from about 8 million people on disability to 15 million people on disability. Why are they on disability? Because they don't want to work, they can't get a job, and they want a regular income, and so they come up with some sort of an excuse as to why they can't work, and the growing number of people on disability suddenly shrinks our labor force. But you must understand, ladies and gentlemen, that they have intentionally sent our jobs overseas. This whole economic contraction is happening intentionally. It is not happening by accident. We have a plan program, and you can read about it in the Earth Charter. If you haven't got a copy of the Earth Charter, why, you can get it on the Internet. Of course, if you get my talk on Agenda 21, Agenda 21, the covert plan, we have the copy of the Earth Charter there, written by three of the most powerful men in the world. One, of course, was a mass murderer. His name is Mikhail Gorbachev, who, after he was deposed in Russia, and, of course, should have been tried for war crimes in Afghanistan, instead he was invited to come to the United States to take offices of the Presidio in San Francisco. And then, of course, when he put on the State of the World Forum meetings, all of the elite of America attended and acclaimed Mikhail Gorbachev the mass murderer. And then, of course, Marie Strong, the former Secretary General of the United Assistant Secretary General of the United Nations, the former Assistant Secretary General of the United Nations, the chairman of the Second Earth Summit meeting in 1992, and the Third Earth Summit meeting in 2002. And then the third one, of course, is Stephen Rockefeller, the son of Nelson Rockefeller, heir to the greatest fortune in the world, probably paralleling that of the Rothschilds, of trillions of dollars. They probably, the Rockefeller family has 10, 20, 30 trillion dollars, sums of money which is beyond your comprehension, and mine as well. But, of course, these people, these three people, wrote the Earth Charter. It is the new Ten Commandments. It is to replace the old Ten Commandments. That's what they say. And, of course, it is kept in something called the Ark of Hope. It is the occult counterpart of the Ark of the Covenant. And, basically, it looks very similar to the Ark of the Covenant. But, of course, it's called the Ark of Hope. And the Earth Charter is kept there. And point 10A of the Earth Charter talks about equitable distribution of wealth within nations and between nations. How do you get equitable distribution of wealth within nations? Well, you have socialism. And we have more socialism in America today than they ever had in either Russia or China. All these wonderful welfare programs. The only trouble is there's no money to pay for them. That's why we ran up the federal debt $5 trillion in the last 4 years, over $5 trillion. But the second part, of course, of the Earth Charter, 10A, talks about equitable distribution of wealth within nations and between nations. How do you get equitable distribution of wealth between nations? Why, you lower the living standards in America, you transfer our jobs overseas, and you raise the living standards in China and in India and Malaysia and throughout the world. And Melody, I don't think most people have any idea that everything going on today is part of a master plan to lower living standards here and destroy our middle class. Do you think they understand?
No, I don't think they understand. I mean, they have basically eliminated the middle class. And it doesn't really matter who gets elected. They want to open up more trade with Latin America. That means more jobs will be going down to the Latin American countries. The manufacturing is not coming back. Jobs are not coming back. Even if they open up manufacturing plants, who are they going to sell to? You know, people of the world is broke because they have eliminated the wealth of folks. They strip the people of their wealth through inflation, through their investments. So who's going to be buying the products that would be manufactured here? China? Well, they can build their own products over there. They're not going to buy from us. Europe, they're broke. People don't have any money over there. Latin America, the country, South America, No one, they don't have any money to be buying products from us. So these jobs are not coming back. There is no recovery. There is a day of reckoning for everything that has been done. And it all comes back to our monetary policy. And it all started when they created the Federal Reserve. Probably before that it started. It's been going on for a very long time. But the last nail in the coffin were from the Federal Reserve to the taking us off of the gold standard, taking us off the silver standard, and here we are today.
Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Give us a call if you have a question or comment. 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 464-8295. I believe we're on the edge of a fiscal abyss. I agree with Mr. Walker, former controller of the currency. Give us a call, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest this evening, Melody Cederstrom. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Melody, what should people be doing now to protect themselves? Because we are going to have a financial catastrophe. We are going to have certainly a financial cliff. We are going to have a financial abyss, as Mr. Walker has said, former controller of the currency. What can people do out there in the listening audience to protect themselves?
I believe the thing that they really truly need to do is get physical delivery of gold and silver. Get the real money, gold and silver. There's so many different programs that are being floated across the internet. You have all different types of gold programs. I just saw gold credit cards. You can get gold online. You can have offshore gold accounts. You can get gold certificates. You can get all these different types of programs. I think that's really confusing to people, because if you don't own gold in your hands, you don't own gold. And there's risks with everything. Of all these programs, there's a greater degree of risk that you carry. And if at all possible, please take physical delivery of your coin. I have lots of clients who hold gold and silver in their IRAs. That even carries a little bit greater risk than if you take physical delivery of your gold and silver. But yet I believe having gold and silver in an IRA is far better than having paper being held in an IRA. So, you know, take away that risk, get physical gold and silver in there, and if you don't want to pull out your funds from your IRA. But folks have to be very careful. You have all these programs, and I think they're very dangerous, because I don't think they are what people or how they're advertised to be, and you have to be, they sound too good to be true. I was reading one online site where he was basically selling gold and silver at true wholesale cost. Well, when I see things like that, to me, it shows that these people need to generate some sort of cash flow. And if someone is trying to generate cash flow, to me, that sends off a danger sign. You know, why do they need to have this cash flow? It's a signal. Because if it sounds too good to be true, it usually is, and you have to be very careful. And I really do believe that as important as gold and silver is needed to be owned by folks, I believe it's going to have one of the largest scandals in the near future. I think gold, I think you're going to have so many situations where people don't get the product. I think we're going to find out that the central banks don't have the gold that they say they've had, that they've leased over and over and over again. I think the COMEX is not going to have the product there that needs to have. I think these ETFs, I don't think they have the product in there that they say they have. And I believe when it comes down and we have this, for lack of a better term, collapse of the world system financially, this is when it'll all come out. This is when it'll come out. And I believe holding your physical gold is so important.
Well, you know, Melody, somebody was telling me that they are having some artificial or phony gold bars that showed up in New York here recently. In other words, somebody was making bars, probably tungsten, and then overlying them certainly with gold. Wouldn't that be better to avoid certainly bars and stick with the coins, which are almost impossible to counterfeit?
Well, I'm not saying coins can't be counterfeited. Lots of times when they counterfeit coins, they'll just, if you have a coin that has 22 carat, they'll just reduce it to like jewelry gold. And, you know, people probably wouldn't be able to tell the difference. However, what people need to do is, as attractive as it might seem when you get these deals on the internet, is to avoid them. Because it all comes down to the credibility of who you're buying from. I mean, eBay, you don't know, and I'm sure a lot of people buy products from eBay that never have a problem, and I'm sure there's good people on eBay that have a good product, but how do you know?
You really don't, and this is why it's so important that you have somebody that you can really trust, and this is why I feel fairly comfortable. I feel very comfortable with Melody as Cynthia on our program, because the Melody has an impeccable record. She's been at it for a long period of time, and I've never had any complaints at all. And certainly, she certainly will stand behind her products. But our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. How can people get in touch with you, Melody?
They can call us at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. And they can visit our website at dgscoins.com. That is DGS for discount gold, silver, coins.com.
Okay, our telephone number again is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But you've got to start thinking about securing your wealth because, believe me, people, of course, who are in paper money, this can be so readily destroyed. That's what they're doing today. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Our guest this evening is Melody Cederstrom. We have Michael on from Michigan. Michael, anything else you want to say before we let you go?
Yeah, she was talking about some kind of financial collapse or something that was coming soon. I think it's already here because we know so many people that they're not going to be buying any gold. They're barely getting buying if anything happens at all.
Well, Michael, you're absolutely right. There are 23 million people in America either looking for a job or looking for a better job. But, of course, things are going to get a lot worse. Hey, thanks so very much for calling. And, again, our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Yes, Michael is right. There are a lot of people are hurting now. But, of course, with this financial cliff that they describe, or financial abyss, as Mr. Walker mentioned, former controller of the currency, Mr. Walker, has said this last week, we're not facing a financial cliff. We're facing a financial abyss, which means a bottomless abyss. And right now we have Barbara calling from SoCal. Hi, Barbara. Do you have a question or comment?
Well, kind of a comment, mostly. I was just agreeing with Melody that you're better probably to stick with coins than trying to buy the bars at all, because apparently the only way you can tell on these bars that people are buying is that you have to drill into them, and because they're coated in gold, but there's tungsten on the inside, and tungsten has about the same weight as gold. Because I always thought, well, you know, you'd be able to tell the difference, but apparently tungsten is just about as dense as gold is, and it's the only way you can tell is that you drill into the bar. And these are smaller bars, but still, that's the only way you can tell that what you have is the real thing. And
Melody, any comment on that?
Well, I agree. I mean, it is very important to own coins over bars. Again, there's no reason to buy bars anymore. Because there's just not enough savings when you, but you're right. It's very difficult because tungsten does have the same weight, and I believe also if we have this problem where you have these central banks and you have the COMEX and these where you don't have enough product to cover, they could very well create. They need to create the bars and so forth. So you could run. The possibility is there. Again, buying from who you know, buying from, like we have protocols in place to make sure that all coins are looked at before they're sent out. I only deal with a handful of the largest companies in the country when it comes to my wholesalers, and I've been doing business with them for a very long time. I have established my relationship with them. I don't buy around the country from various people just to get it to save a dollar or two. To put more money into my pocket. These people have also been in business, and some of them that look at these coins, I mean, they're world-renowned in looking at coins when they're purchased by these wholesalers. So a lot goes into it. It's just not, we're not, buying coins from all over the place, from people and so forth. And when I buy product back from customers, I have them send it. They haven't bought their coins from me. I have them send their coins directly to these folks for clarification that they're real. So again, we don't water any of the product or water down or send out bad product to any of the clients. So we do things to ensure that this doesn't happen when it comes to any type of fake coin. A lot of folks, when they sell back coins, they're not going to sell them back to me where I get to receive them, I get to look at them, and then I turn around and send out a check. People will try to unload fake coins in your corner stores, hoping they're going to get an inexperienced sales clerk to where they can walk in, say, I want to sell this. They give it to them, and then they give the person cash, and then they can walk away. So that's where the risk is at. And, again, you have many of these corner stores, your local stores, are very experienced, and many of that it wouldn't happen to. But that is the situation most likely to occur when it comes to someone trying to unload fake coins and so forth.
Well, Barbara, do you have anything else you wanted to say?
No, I agree with Melody that it's much easier to exchange a gold coin than it would be for a bar. I had the opportunity of being in a gold mine once where they were actually refining the gold and making it into bars. And they told us if you can put this in your pocket and walk out with it, you can have it. Well, you ever try lifting up a real gold-sized gold bar, there is no way you can put that thing in your pocket and carry it anywhere. But apparently, these false gold bars that they're making, the smaller ones now, are very dangerous. So. You have to be really careful.
And I think that really you have to have confidence in the people you're dealing with, and that's why I feel very comfortable having Melody as a guest on our program. Thank you very much, Barbara. Really appreciate your calling.
Thank you, and thank you, for Melody, for being on.
Okay.
Thank you, Barbara.
Our telephone number, of course, is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But we are entering very difficult economic times. Once again, Melody, I want you to get your website and certainly your telephone number out for our listeners.
The website is dgscoins.com.
On your program with you a couple of times a week. Do you have somebody filling in for him, or you're just doing the program on your own now?
No, I co-host with Alfred Addis. We do the program. We will be going to 5 days a week. We're waiting for the market in Dallas to open. Right now we do a four a day. When Dallas opens, we'll go to 5 days. But we continue. And he brings a lot to the program. We will look to have more guests on the program once we open up into the Dallas area.
And you're basically, is this the Dallas station you're talking about?
Yes, we're looking forward to that. It's been delayed for several months, and they look forward to begin broadcasting here the end of October, the 1st of November.
Now, this is a new station you're going on to, or what?
This is a new station that'll be begin. It's a 50,000 watt station. And we'll be doing a live program. It'll be simulcast at 4 o'clock, same time as our program in Dallas. So it should, I believe it will broadcast all the way up to Oklahoma City.
Well, I hope that will go very, very well for you. And I think that probably more and more people know something is seriously economically wrong. They just feel so uncertain. I had somebody call me just yesterday, and they were asking, well, see, what should we invest in? How about numismatic coins? And that was a question that came from this person, actually the husband of this woman, who is very, very concerned about what's happening. She wanted to know about investing in numismatic coins. What would you have told the husband?
Suitability. Is it suitable for them? And it comes back to their budget, what they currently already own. Numismatics, what I truly believe is they've received a bad reputation over the years. Not because they're bad coins to buy, it's because the wrong coins were sold to the wrong people and at the wrong price. And that's because of the dealers, the way they misrepresented the coin. They're never explained on how they perform, what they can do, and what they won't do. And again, it's education into the product. And that allows the client to make it an informed decision on whether these coins are suitable for them or not. And I don't believe, there's very few true collectors in this market. We go into the various coins and the various areas of the product for quote-unquote investment. You know, we want a return on investment. We want to be able to increase what we own. And a true collector buys coins mainly because he wants one of a kind. He's buying the coin. It doesn't matter what the price does. It doesn't matter if it goes up or goes down. He's truly buying it for the coin. And I think the majority of my clients are not in that category. Most of us want a good an investment, a good return, and protection. We want to be protected. We want to have a private product. So we go into the lower end of the numismatic coin. And the reason that makes them popular is they get to play from two markets. Their melt value will always go up. The gold in their coins will always go up with the spot price of gold, just like a bullion coin would. But then because they're not mass-produced anymore, they get the supply and demand factor that can give you additional leverage. So they do have a purpose in a portfolio, but it's very important to determine whether it's suitable for a client or
well,
not.
Well, basically this man told me, he said, well, no, my wife goes to a local coin store, and she's been buying some MS63s, and suddenly... my concern was, that was I expressed to him, well, how do you know they're MS63s? I mean, should you take them to another store to get them checked? She already has several MS63s. Well, concerned certainly about buying, and she wants to protect her investment. What would you tell her? Would you tell her to check those MS-63s that she's getting from the local corn dealer? I mean, what can the average individual, how would the average individual know whether this was an MS-63 or not?
I mean, if they're certified by NGC or PCGS, I mean, they're guaranteed by the companies to be what they are. They're guaranteed. An MS-63 is an MS-63. That is what the industry will pay for that coin. They're not going to come back and say the container certified by NGC says it's an MS-63, but I'm giving my opinion that this is a 62 and I'm only going to pay you for a 62 price. I'd walk out of that store right away. I mean, you're going to have a lot of these things going on in some of these shops. So, and I've heard the stories, and I don't know why they do this, but the coin, if it's certified by NGC, PCGS, or even some of the other certification companies, they all have a price. Some of these other certification companies have had problems in their grading, but we know that, and so they're priced accordingly. But folks who are buying the $20 gold pieces, if it's certified by NGC or PCGS, you'll have no problem whatsoever. 63 is a 63, a Mint State 62 is a 62, and it's guaranteed.
And basically then, are they sealed in plastic? Is that what it is? What?
Yes, they are sealed. You can't touch the coin. Now, I do know sometimes local dealers will have raw coins, coins that are not actually in their plastic container and certified by the certification companies. And they'll put their own opinion. They'll write on there, you know, this is a Mint State 63 grade. It's just not graded. Well, you don't want to buy those because you're right. That's just his opinion, and you have nothing to go back on. And that's why when you even buy circulated coins, you have to be careful, because what they'll do is they'll sell XF, extra fine. And not everybody, but this is open for, and some do, it's what they can do. They'll sell extra fine $20 gold pieces, and then they'll buy jewelry grade, and which is a lot cheaper, or damaged coins, or polished coins, or clean coins. They'll mix them in with that extra fine. They make extra money, and you, the buyer, doesn't really know if you're getting a mixture of these coins or not. So I call them opinion coins.
Well, now, what about AU? People talk about AU gold coins. What does that denote? And incidentally, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. I guess Melody Cederstrom, but we're talking about grading of coins. These things that most people really don't understand. What is an AU coin? Is it a good coin, a bad coin? Does it cost more than the gold value? What's the background on that?
Well, AU is about uncirculated. And I don't want to take away, you know, away from the extra fine coins or the AU coins. But again, it all comes down to value. Sometimes if you buy them from the right dealer and you get true XF, there isn't anything wrong with the coin or the grading, but it leaves you open if you don't know who you're buying from. And I know some of the biggest firms that push extra fines. I bought them back, and they were graded by my buyers, and they were mixed, and people have lost thousands of dollars because of this. I also look at the difference between a circulated coin and a Mint State 61 coin. Usually in the $20 area, the $20 gold piece area, there isn't a big degree of cost difference. I mean, you might be looking at a $50, $75 difference. To me, I think you're far more safe picking up a Mint State 61 for a $50 or $75 difference of an extra fine, because it takes away that opinion when you go to sell that coin. AU coins, I like for the smaller pieces, because the smaller you go in the size of your gold, the more you're going to pay. So if you're looking at a $400 difference between an AU $5 gold piece versus a Mint State $5 gold piece, to me that savings is significant. So it's okay to go into that AU area, the about uncirculated. So you have to view and know what the price and trust somebody, trust that dealer like I do. I look at the prices And I'll tell my customers, well, you know, if you go with a Mint State 61, yes, you're getting a guarantee of that coin, and you're saving $400 per ounce. So it makes sense to go with an AU. And not many people, not many dealers will take the time to go through and price quote and help the customer make that informed decision. So about uncirculated, they're not certified coins. They're not in their plastic containers. I still view them as opinion coins because it's the opinion of the person to whom you're selling them back to as far as the value. But when you're in that smaller coin area and you're paying more for your gold, I look at it that it's okay to do that. You're saving enough money on the front end.
Okay, well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-2295, and they're basically they talk about MS. Now, does that MS, when they talk, refer to MS, does that have to do with the MELT standard? What does the MS actually stand for?
It is the mint date, and basically is the quality of the coin. It ranges, the mint state grading goes from MS 60 to 70, but usually your older coins, your pre-33 coins, will be in the lower end of the grading. Your modern issue coins, they will be mint state 69, mint state 70. Very few older coins are in that area, the higher grade, the higher quality. If they were, they'd be millions and millions of dollars.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment to wrap up tonight's program right here at Radio Liberty. this is Dr. Stan, and I hope you learned listening to Melody these various concepts, these various terms that they use in the gold business, because, Chris, you're going to have to start thinking how you're going to protect yourself. We're moving into cataclysmic and chaotic times. We have a couple of talks on finances. One is called the Financial Tsunami. The other is called the Financial Armageddon. There's a syllabus with at least the Financial Tsunami and probably with the Financial Armageddon as well. But you need to get these talks and listen to them. You need to hear Ed Griffin's talk on the Creature from Jekyll Island. And then you must understand that our Federal Reserve System is a privately owned central bank. It's not controlled by our government. It controls our government. It controls our economy. And that economy is controlled by the major banks of the United States. There's six of them. J.P. Morgan Chase, Morgan Stanley, Goldman Sachs, Citigroup, Bank of America, Wells Fargo. They control 70% of the banking assets of the United States. And understand, ladies and gentlemen, they buy and sell our politicians. Certainly in the year 2008, the largest contributor to the Barack Obama presidency was Goldman Sachs. Who do you think the largest contributor to the Romney campaign is at this time? Goldman Sachs. These people select our president. Oh, they're giving money to Obama so they can certainly have their way with him in case he should win. But chances are he's not going to. This thing is all decided ahead of time, and they're not above certainly rigging the elections and stealing votes and killing people if they get in the way. This is above the law. These are powerful people who take us from war to war, who create revolutions. If you don't believe that there are professional assassins, professional government assassins out there. We have a 4-CD set. It's called Deadly Assassins. I actually interview a couple of assassins, government assassins. As far as I know, they're both dead today. And then, of course, we interview the man who tracked down the man who was paid to kill General George Patton. We carry his book. And then you'll hear my interviews with the gentleman who wrote the book, Target Patton. They're all available by calling 1-800-544-8927. The 4-CD set, Deadly Assassins, available from Radio Liberty. They killed Martin Luther King. And, of course, he wasn't killed by James Earl Ray, as you've been told. We actually have a 4-CD set on the murder of Martin Luther King. We have a 4-CD set on suddenly Bobby Kennedy. He was killed by Saran. Saran was set up for this. He was a patsy. And suddenly we have several 4-CD sets suddenly set up by me on the assassination of President Kennedy. These are 4 tape sets, including interviews with Madeleine Duncan Brown, who is suddenly Lyndon Johnson's mistress. And, of course, she attended the meeting. She was there when they held the meeting the night before the Kennedy assassination, where they planned the assassination. She tells you who was there, what happened. This is the woman who was Lyndon Johnson's mistress, who bore a son for him. Understand, ladies and gentlemen, this is the way the world really works. And the fact that you never hear about these things simply is a reflection of the degree of control that exists today over what American people think and believe. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage is radioliberty.com, and you can go there. You can listen to our radio programs 24 hours a day, either live or archived. You can watch our DVDs, or you can see our second other DVDs on the web or other videos on the web. You can read our newsletters. We invite that. And, of course, we've been writing these going back to 1993, 1994. This is all free. If you're in a position to help Radio Liberty, we would love to have you join the Radio Liberty family of supporters who advertise with us. Don't forget my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, which will explain to you who's really behind this. And then we ask you, of course, to pray for America, to pray for revival. Remember our number, 1-800-544-8927. But please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection.
Let us all be grateful for a land so fair.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty. And certainly our guest for this next hour is going to be Dane Wiginton. And Dane, of course, is going to be talking to us about the chemtrails, contrails, aerial spraying. He actually participated in both of the movies that Michael Murphy put out. What in the world are they spraying, and why in the world are they spraying? Dane, thank you so very much for being with us this evening.
Thanks for having me, Stan. Thanks for addressing this most dire issue.
Well, why don't you tell us, listeners, just a little bit about who you are. Basically, Michael was supposed to be with us this evening, but apparently something had come up, and he suggested that you were certainly one of the best informed people in the country. We're so pleased to have you with us, but give us a little of your background so our listeners out there will know who you are.
Thanks, Stan. This is certainly a battle I never wanted, but my background is I work for Bechtel Power. In the 80s, I have a background in renewable energy. My home was on the world's largest renewable energy magazine. That, incidentally, is what got me onto the issue of geoengineering / chemtrails. I built this large off-grid home in Northern California when I began to lose 60, 70, 80% of my PV uptake on certain days from whatever these aircraft were emitting. I started my research in this arena and quickly got to the subject of geoengineering.
All right, fine. Well, what can you tell us about geoengineering? This is a term that most people don't use. Now, we do actually have a DVD that by Rosalind Peterson, where she uses that term, geoengineering. But she is the only person besides you I've ever heard utilize it, and yet I think it vividly describes what's going on today. So explain to our listeners, what is geoengineering? What is really happening today?
Well, geoengineering, Stan, is the scientific term for chemtrails. And there are two acronyms that describe the programs we see in the sky. SAG, which is stratospheric aerosol geoengineering, and SRM, which is solar radiation management. And semantics are important here because if people search the term chemtrails that are unfamiliar with this subject, they can end up on a lot of sites that might go into other areas of disclosure on other issues that might not have a hard science basis, where, in fact, geoengineering is absolute science. And if people who aren't familiar with the subject get to science sites, it's bound to have more credibility. And our website, the site I'm associated with, is geoengineeringwatch.org. And we've had 5.5 million visitors in the last a couple years, and there's lots and lots of geoengineering data there. So that is the scientific term, geoengineering, which is the engineering of the atmosphere on a planetary scale. And again, there is data from every major scientific source in existence. None admit these programs are going on. They all talk about it as if we have to do it immediately, but none admit to the elephant in the room.
Well, basically, of course, what we're talking about are several things. One is supposedly has to do with global warming and preventing global warming, and others to prevent us from getting so much in the way of radiation from the sun. But pick up these ideas, develop them for our listeners so they'll understand, first of all, the rationale to control global warming by creating this screen up in the sky of aluminum or various aluminum products. And tell us about what they're spraying, how they're spraying, the difference between a chemtrail, a contrail, and spraying. Well, these are all things I think are vitally important for people to understand. Is there a difference between chemtrails and contrails?
Absolutely. But what people see, if they're seeing a trail behind an aircraft, unless it's the dead of winter in a northern latitude area, chances are it's a particulate trail. So when you see a bright trail behind an aircraft, even if it seems to disappear, unless you think it's 70 degrees below zero where that aircraft is, which doesn't occur very often, chances are that's a particulate trail. And that's why the air, even if you can't see the visible grid patterns for the long trails, it's silvery white.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back. is Dr. Stan, and our guest is Dane Wigginton, and we're talking about geoengineering, and he says basically that we're losing about 20% of the sun's rays today simply because of the particulate content of our atmosphere. And suddenly I was asking, of course, he separates contrails from chemtrails. Contrails dissipate readily, chemtrails persist. But certainly sometimes we actually see commercial jets go overhead. And those trails will last for suddenly 10, 15, 20 minutes sometimes. The jets we have seen coming from the trails we've seen coming from, obviously from commercial jets. Is there anything in commercial jet fuel that can lead to a contrail? Is there any aluminum in the fuel used in commercial jets? Have they changed the content of the fuel in commercial jets? Is certainly the streaks we see in the sky following commercial jets, is that hazardous to our health as well?
First of all, we believe that the data is clear. This is not a fuel additive. It is a payload disbursement. In regard to commercial jets, Project Cloverleaf, anyone can look this up online, appears to be a framework by which commercial aircraft are used for these programs, and I'm not implicating commercial pilots in any way, shape, or form. The data we've seen indicates that this would be a remotely controlled spray disbursement mechanism. The technology is absolutely there for that. So that commercial, non-profitable commercial air routes are kept in the air so that more aircraft are available for this disbursement. And again, the employees of these carriers would have no idea about these programs. And there are, in fact, letters from union mechanics for commercial carriers that have been reprimanded for asking why they can't work on these systems. So absolutely, commercial aircraft have been identified with GPS tracking as leaving particulate trails. And again, this is a payload disbursement. I've been in the room with the world's most recognized geoengineers face-to-face with them discussing 20 million tons of aluminum nanoparticles dispersed annually. This is their words, not mine. And so this is absolutely a payload disbursement. There's patents for powder contrail generator. These patents are available at the geoengineeringwatch.org site. So all these dots connect, Stan, that indicate there are commercial and military aircraft as well as private contractors like Evergreen Aviation, who openly advertise their 747 supertankers for, quote, weather modification. As far as the aluminum goes, there's absolutely, positively, a mountain of toxic metals falling on all of us. This is beyond debate or dispute. In Northern California alone, when I began testing as my investigation ensued on this, an initial baseline test in Northern California in a pristine forested area of 7 parts per billion in a single rain event, which is already very high, escalated in the next 5 years to, it escalated almost 50,000% in a single rain event to 3,450 parts per billion. So,
you said how many thousand? 50,000%?
Almost 50,000%. Just under 50,000%. That was the escalation, literally. Highly toxic rain, full of aluminum, and again, this is the exact primary ingredient in numerous geoengineering patents. It's the exact primary ingredient proposed by internationally recognized geoengineer David Keith. This is on film, on the record, online. Anybody can find this. It's in the first film, What in the World Are They Spraying? All these dots connect perfectly. Many people grab a straw and say, well, this is probably floating over from China, but that's not the case. California Air Quality Resource Board has studied the aerosols from China. Aluminum is not amongst them. Aluminum does not float across oceans. So, again, this is a new contamination. It matches the patents exactly. The patents match what we see in the sky exactly. And more importantly, Stan, you have government officials like John Holdren of the Obama administration openly and on the record advocating for geoengineering programs. You have groups of scientists like the Arctic Methane Emergency Group stating, repeating on the record, calling for immediate wartime scale geoengineering to avert planetary catastrophe from the methane releases happening in the Arctic.
So, but don't they actually deny that they're doing it? They just say we should do it, but they don't openly admit that they are doing it, or do they?
No, you are exactly right. It's the elephant in the room that nobody admits to, And I have personally spoken with NOAA employees, National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, who once they knew they were off the record admitted to me they absolutely know these programs are going on. There's really no one that's conscious in the academic community, weather people, meteorologists, that don't know this is going on. They know, but they simply won't admit to it. In the case of the scientists in the Arctic, either they live in a very deep, dark hole, or they're trying to create cover to legitimize these programs that we think, based on data we have, Stan, that they've been going on for about 60 years, 60 plus, since the late 40s.
Well, basically, of course, you're basically saying that off the record, some of the government employees will actually admit it's going on, but they will not admit it publicly. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, sir.
Well, this is really frightening, but I think people have to understand that the studies show that certainly there's been a dramatic increase of the amount of aluminum in the water, in the soil, certainly, and in the bark of trees, in the snowpack in the Sierras, certainly in the blubber of whales. They've actually gone around all through five oceans, took 5 years. Five, seeing the blubber of whales, they found that there was a 2,000% increase in the aluminum level in the blubber of whales. What about human beings? Has anybody done studies on humans and upon our fatty tissues to see if our aluminum levels are going up? Because aluminum is a terribly toxic metal.
It's very toxic. You're absolutely correct. And yes, testing has been done. I've spoken to several medical people. They do chelation testing in the urine. Aluminum levels are absolutely skyrocketing. And I just had a contact from a Norwegian researcher last Friday. They did some unique tests on the grass, which their livestock eat there. And their livestock is increasingly sick in Norway. And they tested their grass there. And this man is a very qualified researcher. They tested it several labs, and they quantified the amount of aluminum a horse would eat in Norway based on the amount of aluminum in their grass. And a horse in Norway, with this contamination level where it is today, over the course of a year, would eat something less than a kilo of aluminum. That's a staggering amount of aluminum to consume. We pulled aluminum off the side of Mount Shasta, thought to be a pristine water source. One test off the snowpack from the side of Mount Shasta was 61,000 parts per billion of aluminum. That is absolutely lethal water. So, again, the level of this contamination can't be overstated. So much metal has fallen on us, Stan, in the Pacific Northwest, that our soil pH levels in the forest floor have changed 10 to 15 times toward alkaline. And it's literally killing parts of the forest. So that's a lot of contamination.
And yet I don't think that the average individual really understands what's going on. Since when you tell people this, their eyes sort of glaze over. I mean, it is so preposterous. How could this be going on? And the American people not know what's going on. Of course, your DVDs, certainly, what in the world are they spraying and why in the world are they spraying, I think has done a great job of bringing information out. Our telephone number, of course, is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Our guest is Dane Wiginton. Dane Wiginton, of course, who really is spending a great deal of time trying to get this information out, ladies and gentlemen, because they're poisoning our water, and they're poisoning our air, and they're poisoning our children, but few people care. They're poisoning the forest, and they're poisoning the trees. They're distributing pesticides that are poisoning the bees. This is not imaginary. It's real. It's going on all across America. It involves not simply the chemtrails, the aluminum, but many other products in our water, in our food, that are destroying the health of the American people. When you tell people about this, Dane, what sort of response do you get?
Well, I think you covered it very well, Dan, that people find it difficult to believe that something on such a vast scale could be going on without them knowing. But I'll give a little bit of insight as to how that could be. One, it's been going on for so long at an ever-increasing level that people have, in fact, seen long trails at times in decades past although these programs were much smaller, they were in fact operational. So there was some sort of historical remembrance of these particular trails, even though people didn't realize what they were. Two, the system is rigged from bottom to top. People assume that agencies would reflect this contamination. It would show up. But in fact, the entire system is rigged. I've been in Barbara Boxer's office, absolutely futile. I've been in high-level EPA meetings in Sacramento. One was arranged by a congressional rep with five high-level EPA people, and I was told in my face, in so many words, the system is completely rigged. They are mandated to test for combustion particulates only. The rest of the sample goes straight out the window. Can't find what you're not looking for. California Water Quality quit testing for aluminum in 2002. So the system is literally rigged not to show this contamination. And also for normal air testing, nanoparticle-sized particulates are extremely difficult to capture and test for. They go through almost any filter medium. 10 nanometer size is so incredibly minute that you can't catch it with most anything. But because it's so small, it penetrates right through the lung lining, straight into the bloodstream, where it adheres to cell receptors, and it's very damaging for the human organism.
Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295 if you have a question or comment. Our guest is Dane Wiginton, and we're talking about geoengineering. Not imaginary, very real. And it's being used to poison the air and poison the soil in Sydney. And, of course, it's having an impact on our crops. It's having an impact on our trees. It's having an impact on the animals and on the meat that we eat. And ladies and gentlemen, you are ingesting these nanoparticles all the time, and you're not even aware. Give us a call, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. This is Dr. Stan, my guest, Dave Wigginton. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. We're talking about geoengineering. Now, the rationale behind this is, oh, we want to stop global warming, and basically we want to create this this canopy up over the stratosphere, the ionosphere, and that will reflect the sun's rays, so it won't get so hot. Well, actually, of course, it's just the opposite. It actually increases the amount of the heat being retained here on Earth. If anything, I believe it is increasing global warming. But this whole thing, now, once again, Dane, I want you to get your website out there so people know where they can get scientific information.
Our site, again, is geoengineeringwatch.org. There is no advertisement. There is no politics. It is geoengineering data, period. We all need to unite on this issue. That is our goal. There is no monetary objective here by any of us, especially Michael Murphy, who's dedicated his life to this. And in these particulates, which I wanted to follow up on your statement, Stan, that this could be a eugenics issue here, certainly there is no denying the danger these particulates pose to human inhalation, and they are spraying horrific amounts of material. And again, back to people question, as you mentioned earlier, is this a fuel additive or a payload disbursement? But again, the amount of material we're talking about mathematically could not be put through jet engines. This is absolutely a payload disbursement. Geoengineers have discussed 20 million tons annually on the record, on film. So, and we have patents for powder contrail generator. So this is actually a sprayed material. And again, we have aluminum, barium, strontium, manganese, and whatever else they're putting in these mixes, we don't know. So, and as you alluded to accurately, that although these programs are being sold as a mitigation for runaway global warming, all available data indicates they are making the situation exponentially worse because these particulates shred ozone, period. We've had a southern hemisphere ozone hole for many decades that we believe was a result of the geoengineering and not hairspray cans, aerosols, CFCs. The data indicates that that was simply used as an excuse to hide these programs. Now we have a massive northern hemisphere ozone hole. This is new. People can feel how hot the sun is on their face. This is extremely serious. It's getting more serious by the day. And they are threatening to fire Canadian researchers who are on this research team.
Hold just a moment. Sure. We have Dane, we have Dave calling from Central New York. Dave, do you have a question or comment for our guest?
Yes, I do, Dr. Stan. On the poison that's in these things, three different things. What diseases does this contribute to humans having? How can we cleanse our bodies? And what is an antidote for this?
All right, fine. Let's just take the questions one at a time. What are the diseases that are produced by this, Dane? Would you like to cover or touch on that?
Absolutely. Now, again, I would encourage the caller to look up statements from internationally recognized neuroscientist Dr. Russell Blaylock. But his statements I can repeat, and that there's really the list of human ailments that aluminum saturation along with barium and strontium can cause is almost endless because these particulates are so small, again, they enter right through the lung lining, into the bloodstream. They adhere to cell receptors like a plaque. Very difficult, if not impossible, to get loose once they adhere. You can and should chelate. And and you can look that up online, chelating aluminum. And there are products like zeolite, MSM, which is organic sulfur, even cilantro, the blue-green algaes. There are a number of things that help chelate aluminum out of the system. Every person should look at their own program, but if you look this up online, you can find whatever method is comfortable for you. But this is something we should engage in all the time, every day, because we are absolutely breathing in more and more of these particulates. They go in, but they're very hard to get out. So,
and let me point out, yeah, Dave, that these actually produce, they produce infertility, they produce cancer, They produce chronic illness, and certainly they certainly serve as certainly mitochondrial poisons. They can contribute to chronic fatigue, and so many people have chronic fatigue. And of course, when this happens, while you get immune dysfunction, you tend to get chronic infections. This is totally devastating. We have certainly millions of people in America today with chronic fatigue, certainly fibromyalgia. All of these can be directly related to the aluminum poisoning we're getting, because we're also getting poisoned by fluoride, by mercury, and by lead. Understand, ladies and gentlemen, they know what they're doing. And certainly this could also involve boron, all of the things that they're spraying. They know what they're doing. This is all being suppressed. We'll be back. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Dane Wigginton. Dane Wigginton, our telephone number if you have a question or comment, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Give us a call. We'd be glad to take your calls. And certainly, Dane, once again, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get your website, how they can get your information. Now, I should comment that Radio Liberty, my ministry, does carry the DVDs. What in the world are they spraying, and why in the world are they spraying? They're two separate DVDs, and Dane is in both of them, aren't you? Is that right, Dane?
Yes.
And then, of course, we have one by Rosalind Peterson. It's called just Geoengineering. We have another one by a good friend, Sophia Bob Fletcher. It's called Weather as a Weapon. Weather is a Weapon. They're all with these four DVDs, all available from Radio Liberty. You must understand they have the ability to alter the weather today. And they're doing this, and of course this is having a disastrous effect. Dane, you go right ahead.
Everything you stated is certainly accurate, Stan, and on the what you mentioned earlier, how difficult it is to really believe these programs are going on, and I certainly understand that. From the time I was told about this to the time I actually investigated was a couple-year period, and once I began to see myself this radical loss in solar power uptake from whatever these aircraft were emitting, again, that's what caused my investigation. But I would say this to those that are skeptical. One, if you're skeptical, you have not investigated. I say that with complete confidence. There is a mountain of science and data to confirm the reality of these programs. Every single dot connects. What we see in the sky, which is solar obscuration, is the exact goal of numerous geoengineering patents. There's about 150 in total. The materials on the ground are the exact primary ingredients in the main geoengineering patents. The decimation of the hydrological cycle, which is the loss of rain, we see happening. We have defense industry people, Raytheon, Lockheed Martin, all up to their eyeballs in these patents, all up to their eyeballs in the aircraft that distribute these materials. We have administration officials like John Holdren, Obama's science advisor, advocating these programs. We have groups of scientists calling for these programs to be commenced immediately. The line of dots connects perfectly. These programs are absolutely positively a reality, and anybody who legitimately and objectively investigates will come to that conclusion, and I think will be as alarmed as the rest of us at the threat these programs pose.
One of the things that's always bothered me is we had one of our supporters, longtime listeners, who was an airline pilot, and he said he had flown, you know, the skies regularly. He had never seen any evidence of these contrails. What would you say to him?
I would say that he has perhaps been so used to seeing these particular trails that he takes them as normal and natural. But to him, I would ask this question then. Why would we believe this is not going on when there's, one, a mountain of metal falling on us that matches these patents exactly, and when you have so much push from so many different directions, from administration, from scientists, to implement these programs immediately, you have defense contractors up to their eyeballs in these patents, you have virtually every dot connecting. Why would we not believe this is going on? We see it in the sky.
How much of this is going on in the way of actually spraying? In other words, basically from satellite rockets, how much of this is taking place because of rockets? How much of it is taking place because there are certainly the CIA planes up there tracking back and forth? We actually have pictures of these CIA planes actually crisscrossing the sky and laying out certainly these patterns of it. But I'm just talking about the regular jets, you know, the jets fly in certain areas, and certainly his comment to me was, I mean, I look out the window, I see the other planes, I see the condensation trails, but I've never seen any evidence of chemtrails.
Well, you know, I would ask him, how would he explain then that, and there's a mountain of footage online that shows one trail from horizon to horizon, and an aircraft flying at a very similar altitude, leaving nothing, virtually nothing. How would he explain that when we have these grid patterns over given areas, and we watch this and monitor this on satellite, when the spraying is going on, there are literally 10 times more aircraft in the air than a day when we don't see these trails. We have aircraft over Northern California, over our region, flying west to east. We have no commercial traffic west to east. We only see this on days when they spray. So, again, the material on the ground is here. It's a new contamination. It matches the patents. What we see in the sky is the express goal of the geoengineering patents. We have a trail of data that's so long it would be hard to go into. And there's footage, Dan. If they go to geoengineeringwatch.org, we've posted some of this footage. you can see the plane spraying. You can see a tail engine jet spraying from the front wing, close-up footage. You can see planes shutting on and shutting off. I would ask him to explain that one. How does a vapor trail shut on and shut off just like it was cut with a knife? How is that possible?
Well, I think, of course, these are not commercial jets, or are these commercial jets? Are these government jets? Are these certainly contract jets? Or are these commercial jets where it's shutting off and on? Do we have any idea of knowing?
There's footage of both. There's footage of both. Absolutely, positively footage of both. You have KC-135s. You have the other spectrum of commercial carriers. I mean, there is a mountain of footage, absolutely indisputable footage online that anybody who had any openness to what they see with their own eyes would recognize that there is something being sprayed. I mean, the footage can't be denied, and there's a mountain of it there. So, again, these programs, it's beyond dispute. They're happening, and there's meetings from everybody from the IPCC, Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, to the UN, to, you have Ahmadinejad, who's already in front of the UN twice, three times, I think, brought up the fact that his country is being drowned out by these programs. You have world leaders from South America making the same sort of statements. Again, this is the biggest elephant in the room that there could be, and anybody who does a legitimate investigation will find everything I'm mentioning, patents, statements from administration officials, scientists, testing from around the globe. These programs are going on. Absolutely.
Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. If you have a question or comment, why, give us a call. And we have Dave calling from Central New York, and we'll take that call in just a moment. But basically, people have to understand that they've actually tested the water, they've tested the snowpack and the Sierras, they've tested the soil. And certainly, Barbara had called and wants to know whether difference in altitude of the planes as far as the spraying is concerned. Do we know anything about the altitude at which the planes are spraying, and does this make a difference?
We see the particulate trails anywhere from, I've seen them as low as 10,000 feet, more or less, all the way up to 40. So this has nothing to do with atmospheric conditions when it's a particulate trail. Again, to see a particulate trail at 15,000 feet, which we see over our area often, when the temperature on the ground is 100 degrees, there is no chance that it's 70 below at 15,000 feet. It's impossible. It's not even anywhere remotely close to that. So, again, we see it at a lot of different altitudes. We have no way of knowing what any particular experiment might be. And you have other corroborating evidence, too, Stan, like NOAA, National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, admitting in a report a year old that the atmosphere was now full of particulates and they don't know where they're coming from. I mean, again, the elephant in the room is massive and no one will admit to it.
Well, it's really rather amazing that these things could be going on, and yet, of course, are being totally ignored by the media. And it's not that the media is uninformed about this. It's that the media viciously attacks anyone who dares to talk about this sort of thing and calls them conspiracy nuts and marginalizes them, because the media in America is controlled. And until people understand that, until people will simply recognize that fact, nothing is going to change. There is a small group that controls the media that is working certainly in every way to undermine the health of the American people. If you haven't read my treatise on the population control agenda, let me strongly recommend that you get that and that you read it so that you will have a good idea of what's going on today. Well, let's quickly go to Dave, who's calling us from Central New York. Dave, do you have a question or comment?
Yes, another question. It seems from something you said about them turning on and off a different plane that they're probably, could be wrong, but controlled by a satellite, and also the effects after the stuff is sprayed, they're probably directed to the planes are where they want to spray the stuff. Would that be true?
I think that's a very good question. And again, we do feel we can't know certain aspects of this, but we do feel because we know commercial carriers are being used, they've been witnessed and filmed and identified with GPS tracking, that these are probably a centrally controlled, remotely operated systems on many aircraft. We don't know if all aircraft. We would have no way of knowing that. But I personally spoke to an employee of Jepson, who's a subsidiary of Boeing. Jepson does global flight coordination. I conversed for 15 minutes lightly. The moment I mentioned geoengineering, conversation over. He obviously knew what it was, walked away clean. You know, the people that just stick their head in the sand to protect their 8-to-5 job, but when they have children and when they have family and they have to live on this planet, it's really astonishing to me. But, I mean, I've been at this for a very, very long time. It's the last thing I ever wanted to believe was going on. I'm not political. I want nothing to do with such a battle, but I simply cannot stand by and look at my children in the eye and ignore this assault on all that lives. I can't. So that's why I'm in this. But I agree that the remotely controlled aspect is for the spraying is quite probably a reality.
Okay, anything else you want to say, Dave, before we let you go?
Who was responsible initially for starting these programs, please?
You know, that's certainly a tough one to answer, too. No way we can see behind the curtain, but it appears that the U.S. military in the late 40s was really the spearhead of this. By the late 60s, we had Project Popeye in Vietnam, which was weather modification. That was so successful at flooding the Ho Chi Minh Trail that in 1976, the UN passed a resolution forbidding weather manipulation in wartime. And again, for people that think this is just an astounding fringe subject, there are 150 publicized weather modification programs in the U.S. every year. There is a long and very well-documented history of weather modification. This is anything but fringe. So it's hard to tell who is behind it completely, Dave, but it appears the U.S. forces were the spearhead, and now we have Russia, China involved. China openly announced they were doing this. They're creating snowstorms, and people should watch for this, by the way, if I can mention this. There's ice. There's patents. We have one from NASA, ice nucleation for weather modification. What this means is they can make what should have been a rainstorm into a snowstorm. Now we're seeing snow at 45, 50 degrees. Probably going to see a lot of that this winter. It breaks trees and it's heavy, wet cement snow. It's artificial. Anybody who thinks this isn't going on, they should look up China creates snowstorm. Again, China openly announced they were doing this, and then the third time they did it, and they caused $1 billion worth of damage in Beijing from this heavy cement snow, they shut up and went underground. If China can do it, you know damn good and well we can do it, and we have the patents for it. It shouldn't snow at 45 and 50 degrees. So people should really, if they looked into this, however preposterous it sounds, it's real, and it's just like the ice pack you have on your shelf that can sit there for 20 years. You mix the chemicals together, you have ice. So this is absolutely real stuff here.
Okay, and Dave, certainly, if you want to know who's really behind it, get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. If you don't want to buy it, go to my website, RadioLiberty.com, where it says, of course, a video, and scroll down, and you can hear my talk, watch my talk, my two-hour talk on who's really behind what's going on. Thanks so much for calling. Let's go quickly to Barbara here, who's calling us. Barbara, do you have a question or comment?
Actually, yes. My question that I had called in was the fact that the jet pilots who are saying that they don't see anything. I was wondering if there's any difference in the altitude. Are they so much higher that if they're just looking straight ahead, they don't see down and see these, you know,
no, it's basically, are they flying at a much higher altitude?
Altitude, they can't look down and see these chemtrails spreading out, or are they just lying?
I don't know that it's lying. It's hard to tell exactly what the reason or mechanism is for somebody not seeing something. It's like Building 7 in the World Trade Center that clearly was imploded with demolition, and people can't see it. And I can't understand how they can't, but they don't. It's simply perhaps a defense mechanism or something, but for someone to be a professional commercial pilot and not see that something's going on is just perhaps a road blindness, you know? They've been up there too long and don't notice anything but their control panel or something. I don't know. That's a tough one to answer.
Okay, anything else, Barbara?
No, it's just the same thing. You try to talk to people about, you know, looking the chemtrails, that we see them all the time over Monterey Bay. And, you know, they say, I go, I thought to myself, don't you ever look up?
Barbara, if I could suggest something to you right now, again, what's much more effective, and we've been at this a long time, have something to give those people. And the best tool in the tool chest you're going to get, the most simple, straightforward, and palatable, is Michael Murphy's film, Why in the World Are They Spraying? And, again, if you buy a commercial copy, it helps him keep going. And he's literally as dedicated as a human being as could be. He needs that to keep going. But if you buy a commercial copy, then he has not copyrighted it. You can make as many duplications as you want. And if you have a DVD to give to somebody and just ask them to go home and watch, that is the most palatable and best tool to convince people that we have yet.
Well, thank you for that information very much, Dale, because, you know, then the people that we sell them to, we can tell them they can do that. And we will, too, because it's, you know, it is so important that people understand what is going on.
And, Dana, of course, this is my wife, Barbara, and, of course, we do sell the DVD, but as long as we know that they have the permission to go ahead and duplicate
great.
It, we'll let them know. Anything else, Barbara?
No, thank
they
you
do.
So
thank
much,
thank you,
Dale.
Barbara.
Bye-bye. God bless. Okay, well, that was my lovely wife, who's certainly my partner in all I do, and I couldn't accomplish what I do without her. Our guest this evening has been Dave Wigginton. Once again, I want you to get out your website for us, would you please?
Yes, thank you, Stan. It's geoengineeringwatch.org, and they can find a mountain of data there on this subject. It's all geoengineering, no advertising, no politics.
Okay, fine. Well, hang on, Dane, just for a moment or two. But of course, you need to check this out. We carry these DVDs. What in the world are they spraying? Why in the world are they spraying geoengineering? And weather is a weapon, 1-800-544-8927.
Take care.
And Chris Dane is talking about the methane catastrophe in the Arctic. Now, what's this all about? Well, apparently, the geoengineering has allowed the sun rays to come in much more effectively in that part of the world. The sun is getting down deep into the water there in the Arctic. Apparently, there's methane lying down around the ocean floor that is beginning to boil. And of course, there's a methane, that massive methane contamination of the Arctic, especially over in the area, certainly by Siberia. So apparently, this is going to create a catastrophe. They're not going to be able to conceal for much longer. This is an entirely different subject. We didn't have time to talk about it, but hopefully you'll want to get the information, and you certainly go to Dane Wigginton's website. I certainly would suggest Roslyn Peterson's website on geoengineering. Get the information. We have the DVDs. What in the world are they spraying? Why in the world are they spraying? Geoengineering, that's by Roslyn Peterson. Weather as a Weapon by Bob Fletcher. They're all available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Then, of course, we would simply mention we have a CD set on geoengineering. It's available by calling 1-800-544-8927. This is not imaginary, ladies and gentlemen. This is real. And if you have not seen my talk, Agenda 21, the covert planet, the talk I'm going to be giving this Sunday at our all-day conference there in the Aptos Seascape Golf Course. But we do have it on DVD at the talk I gave, the same talk at the Conspiracy Conference earlier this year. It comes with an excellent syllabus, simply going into the background of Agenda 21, not what I say it is, but what they say it is. And certainly the people who are behind this effort to destroy Western civilization have written out exactly what they want to do. And you need to read Sustainable Development, A Sustainable America. It's a government publication. You need to read the summary of the Global Biodiversity Assessment. You need to read the Earth Charter and understand that they're intentionally sending our jobs overseas so they can destroy our economy and have equitable distribution of wealth both within nations and between nations, and we're raising living standards throughout the world as we intentionally lower living standards here in the United States. Isn't it happening by accident? It's happening by intent. They know what they're doing. They don't want you to know until it is far too late, till they've destroyed the value of our currency. And there's no better way to destroy a great and free nation than to destroy the value of its currency. That's exactly what they're doing. That's what quantitative easing 1, quantitative easing 2, the twist, and now quantitative easing 3 are all about. And ladies and gentlemen, within a year or two, why America's currency is no longer going to be the reserve currency of the world, and most of what you've spent your whole life working to accumulate is going to be destroyed in the coming weeks and months. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. If you haven't read my book, The Sydney Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to. You need to hear my talk on population control, the covert agenda. Now I have a number of talks on population control. Well, population control, the untold story, my talk on Nundare College genocide. But my latest talk, Population Control, the COVID Agenda, it certainly summarizes it all. Go up on the internet, pull down my article on the Population Control Agenda, and understand they're killing millions of people every day today. And they do this certainly by blocking treatments for cancer. They have treatments for cancer. They know how to stop it. And of course, they're suppressing those treatments. If you haven't seen, heard the talk on the New Order of the Barbarians, you need to get it. You can even get the transcript. The New Order of the Barbarians, a 4-tape set that'll change the way you look at the world forever. Please pray for Radio Liberty, our provision and our protection. Until tomorrow, may the Lord be with you.
from the mountain, through the prairie, through the ocean.
You're tuned to the Global Star Radio Network. Thanks for listening.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. It is October 17. It is Wednesday. You're in the right place, but I do hope you have your supply of duct tape to hold your head together as we tell you the news they want you to think is the news. Oh, my gosh. Unbelievable. Again, have you seen the new picture of Khalid Sheikh Mohammed? Have you seen it? He has a red, orange beard. An orange beard, ladies and gentlemen. I can't believe it. Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, remember the guy that, you know, had the t-shirt on and his hair was all fussed up and he looked just like he'd been in a fight?